Wow, you have been on quite an adventure, and the world and our expedition is almost done. The sixth day is really the last day of heavy lifting. As a recap, God had already created light and dark, heaven and earth, land, sea, and vegetation, sun, moon, and stars, birds and fish. Whew, I'm tired just saying it all. But finally, we come to land animals and humans. God started with animals that live on the land. How many animals can you think of? There were lions and tigers and bears, oh my, as well as elephants and monkeys and dinosaurs, dogs, cats, horses, the really big, ginormous animals, and the teeny, teeniest animals as well. After all the animals were set and walking all around the land, exploring the amazing things God had created, it was time for a very important creation, people. Now, the story goes that God wanted humans to be created in God's own image, B'Tselem Elohim, and this was something very special. Only humans were created in God's image, and God even created a special place on earth for them to live, called the Garden of Eden. It says in the Torah that God created Adam first from dust and made Eve, the first woman, from Adam's rib. He blessed them and told them that they were to rule over the earth and fill it with children. I mean, how amazing is that? Could you imagine taking some dirt and creating a person? So now we have this whole world, each thing so carefully interconnected with the other. We take care of the earth, and the earth takes care of us. This amazing world that we live in is a gift, but we also have a responsibility to do our part to take care of it and all of its inhabitants. While you're visiting Central Park or whatever outdoor space you're currently exploring, see how many animals you can find. How many different species live in the area where you are? Once you've found some, check out these activities to help you do something nice for the land animals and the people.